Chaka Khan. And I feel for you on B104.3. Good morning. This is Morning Go. And it is, it is 7:51, almost 7:52. We're running just a teensy tiny bit behind for the Daily Dust. But I got it for you now.
Anybody hear any
gossip?
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip. It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
Okay, so Ariana Grande tested positive for COVID-19 during her Wicked for Good press tour, and her brother Frankie Grande told E! News that she is recovering.
She's doing well. She's doing well. And it's like, you know, as her brother, I'm just like, I just send her all the love and healing vibes in the world. It's like, she's working so much. I'm really proud of her work. Listen, we've all had COVID at this point. We know that she's going to be fine. So.
Wicked for Good blasted past the original with a 150 million opening weekend. Miss Mexico, Fatima Bosch, the woman who was called a dummy by that Miss Universe pageant official earlier this month, ended up winning the crown in Thailand over the weekend. Here's the moment and a flashback.
Miss Universe is Mexico!
Mexico, you are dummy. I'm still talking. Listen.
You are not respecting me as a woman.
Security.
Yeah. Yeah, the good part is Miss Mexico won. The drummer for The Time and acclaimed producer Gary George Jellybean Johnson has died. He is 69. His family confirmed he passed away suddenly on Friday night with no cause of death reported. Johnson was celebrated for his work with Janet Jackson as well and helping to shape the Minneapolis sound. Rest in peace, Jellybean Johnson. And Ray Romano took the couch when Everybody Loves Raymond wrapped and put it in his home theater, and CBS had to get it back from him for tonight's 30th anniversary special. There are three movies that Eddie Murphy regrets turning down. Take a listen.
Ghostbusters. I was supposed to do Ghostbusters and didn't do that. And Rush Hour. Oh, and Who Framed Roger Rabbit? With giant hit movies. With Ghostbusters, I did Beverly Hills Cop instead.
I think he did just fine. Lenny Kravitz says a female fan in Australia ripped four dreadlocks out of his head when he went into the crowd during a show, but he won't stop doing it because he says that's our moment together. Painful moments. Speaking of painful, now we know why Donald Glover had to cut his Childish Gambino tour short last year. He had a stroke.
I went to the hospital. And the doctor was like, you had a stroke. And the first thing I thought was like, oh, like, here I am still copying Jamie Foxx.
That's a good one. Yeah, he went on stage through the pain of a severe head pain, and he said he had trouble seeing. Okay, hello. Go to the hospital immediately. Jamie Lee Curtis posted a black and white picture of Woody Harrelson, and everybody thought that he was dead. No, she was just showing the love. And a dirt alert. Okay, this is not a funny dirt alert. This one's actually a little sad. A recent TikTok interview with Kanye West raised some concerns from some people.
What's a fashion trend you regret participating in?
Life.
Yeah, that is not the kind of thing you like to hear from someone who's already demonstrated mental health issues. Anyway, there you go. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3.